This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're over that like whole Pinterest perfect wedding, right?
Yeah.
You want something different.
Totally.
Like you want a celebration that's as badass and unique as you two are.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So that's where this place called Hillside Gardens comes in.
Okay, cool.
It's in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And we are diving deep into this venue today because it is all about breaking the mold and saying screw you to like all those stuffy wedding traditions.
Yes, I love that.
Like you do you, boo.
Yes.
So one of the coolest things about Hillside Gardens is that it's not some like cookie cutter wedding factory.
Right.
It's actually got this really interesting history.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Well, like way back in the day, it was actually a dairy farm.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it was like a plant nursery.
Okay.
And then it evolved into this like badass event space that it is today.
So it's got like a rustic vibe to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the owners are these two siblings named Donovan and Ashley Kennedy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And they are so freaking passionate about like creating this really fun and welcoming atmosphere for couples.
That's nice.
Yeah, you can tell they really give a shit.
That they care. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about visually? Like, what's it look like?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It is visually stunning.
Oh, cool.
So you've got those like breathtaking views of the Front Range and Pikes Peak.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's surrounded by all these gorgeous gardens.
Okay.
They even have a freaking rose garden.
For those who want that romantic vibe.
Yeah. Okay. But they also have all these like whimsical art sculptures scattered throughout the property.
That's cool. Like funky, artsy.
It's really cool. Yeah. It's a photographer's paradise.
Oh, I bet.
Okay.
So let's get down to like what sets this venue apart.
Yeah.
What makes it so special?
Yes. So we're not talking about boring like cookie cutter event spaces.
Okay. Cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Like these event spaces break the mold. So for the ceremony, they have this amazing outdoor location, and it has this stucco wall backdrop.
Okay.
Okay. And this wall is like begging for you to personalize the shit out of it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So you can do like murals, neon signs, like whatever your weird little heart desires.
So like not your typical, you know, just flowers.
No.
Yeah. You can get crazy.
You can go wild.
Okay.
And for the reception, forget about like, you know, those stuffy banquet halls.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
They have this amazing pavilion. And it has this really high wooded ceiling and open walls.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you get that outdoor, indoor vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it gets chilly, they also have a fireplace there.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's perfect for like a more laid back party atmosphere.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Now, this is where things get really good.
All right.
The themed bars.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This is where Hillside Gardens really shines.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Tell me.
They have an army ambulance bar.
Wait, what? Yes. Okay. They converted a vintage ambulance into a bar.
Wow. That's a statement.
Can you imagine sipping margaritas in a freaking ambulance?
That's amazing.
Okay, so that's one.
Okay.
Then if you're like a tequila or mezcal lover, they have Cactus Jacks.
Okay.
So you can like get your fiesta on there.
That's so fun.
If wine is more your vibe, they have Bottle and Stem.
Okay.
Okay, so that's like a super chic little wine bar.
So there's something for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then for the whiskey enthusiasts, they have a whiskey bar set up in the old blacksmith shop.
Oh, wow. Like a speakeasy vibe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, right?
That's cool.
Like so much atmosphere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, those themed bars are amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk logistics for a second.
Okay.
How many people can this place handle?
Okay, so they can handle up to 150 guests.
All right.
And they're open for weddings from May to October.
Okay.
So you've got your like spring, summer, fall options.
Now, the curfew situation, because, you know, some of us like to party.
Yeah.
The last song is at 10:15 p.m. and then the gates are locked at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a residential area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, got to respect the neighbors, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still a decent amount of time to get your dance on.
You can party.
Yeah. What about parking? Nobody wants their guests, like, circling the block trying to find a place to park.
Yeah, yeah.
On their wedding day.
Right.
No worries there.
Okay, cool.
They have on-site parking.
Okay.
Plus, they have access to a nearby church lot.
Okay.
If you've got, like, a, a bigger guest list.
Gotcha.
Now, another thing that I love about Hillside Gardens is that they are very serious about accessibility.
That's really good.
Yeah. So they have ADA compliant restrooms.
Okay.
Ramps for those who need them. Mm. And they even have golf cart transportation available for guests.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. If you need to get from point A to point B. Yeah. So gorgeous, practical, and inclusive venue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sounds amazing so far.
But what about the food and drinks?
Right. That's important.
Because that's like make or break for any wedding.
Absolutely.
So good news is they have a full liquor license.
Okay. That's good.
And some really cool bar setup options.
Cool.
So you can like customize your drink menu. You can choose between different payment options.
Okay.
Like you can do a prepay, cash bar, or like a combination of the two.
Okay.
But one thing to note is that they work with a list of preferred caterers.
Okay. So you can't bring in your own caterer.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
But, you know, I know that might seem like a restriction to some people.
Yeah, some people are really particular about their food.
Totally.
Yeah.
But having that preferred list actually ensures like a certain level of quality.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, you're not going to end up with some janky-ass catering company that shows up late with cold food. You know, Hillside Gardens has already vetted these caterers, yeah. So you can trust that that they know what they're doing.
So they're reputable.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and I bet it takes a lot of the stress out of planning.
Oh, 100%.
Not having to, like, interview all these different caterers.
Exactly. And to make things even easier, they handle all the setup and tear down of the tables and chairs.
Okay, cool.
So you don't have to worry about that after a night of partying.
So that's like included in the price.
Yes.
Okay.
So venue is gorgeous, practical, inclusive.
Right.
Food and drinks are on point.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the planning process.
Yeah.
Because planning a wedding, even like a non-traditional wedding, can be a huge headache.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So you need some support.
Yeah.
Now, this is where things get interesting.
Okay.
So they have this on-site wedding planner named Erica Weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she runs her own company called WED with Erica.
Okay.
And this woman is a total rock star.
All right. Tell me about her.
She's incredible.
Okay.
Okay. She actually used to be a nurse.
What? What a career change.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, like, think about it, though. Nurses are organized.
Yeah.
They're calm under pressure.
For sure.
They can handle all sorts of personalities.
Absolutely.
Like, that sounds like the perfect skill set for handling, like, wedding chaos.
Wedding chaos, yes, totally. Right. Yeah, good point.
Okay. And she has planned over 170 weddings.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's experienced.
So, she knows her shit.
Okay.
And she is all about, like, personalizing each wedding.
Okay, cool.
To, like, reflect the couple's story, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And get this. She was voted the best wedding planner in the Best of the Springs from 2022 to 2024.
Wow.
3 years in a row.
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, she's got the credentials.
She's legit.
Yeah.
Cool. So how does she, like, help couples?
So she offers month of coordination. So if you just need help with, like, those final details.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want her to be your wedding guru,
yeah,
like from start to finish, she also offers full service planning.
Okay, cool. So whether you need a lot of help or just a little help,
she's got your back.
She's got you.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I love that flexibility.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the venue. We've talked about the planner.
Right.
But let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Pricing.
All right, let's talk about money.
Okay, because like awesome venues and amazing planners don't come cheap.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
But Hillside Gardens is actually surprisingly upfront about their pricing.
Okay, good.
And they have different options for like brunch weddings, evening weddings, and full day events.
Okay.
And the prices vary depending on, you know, the day of the week and the time of day.
Okay, cool.
So lots of flexibility.
Nice.
So let's break it down. Yeah. So Friday or Sunday.
Okay.
Brunch wedding, 8 a.m. to 2.3 p.m.
Okay.
That'll cost you $300 to $800.
Okay.
Okay.
Not bad for a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evening wedding.
Mm-hmm.
3.3 euro p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah.
That's 5,100.
Okay.
And a full day, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. is 6,500.
All right.
Now, Saturdays, because it's prime wedding day, are a little bit pricier.
Okay. Gotcha.
So brunch wedding on a Saturday is 4,000.
Okay.
Evening wedding is 5,500.
Mm-hmm.
And the full day is 7,000.
All right.
What if you're on more of a budget?
Yeah, weekdays.
Weekdays.
Okay.
So Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday evening wedding is $4,400.
Okay.
Full day is $5,500.
Gotcha.
So there's some wiggle room.
So there's options depending on your budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
All right. So before we wrap up this part of the deep dive,
yeah.
Anything else we need to know about Hillside Gardens?
I think it's really cool how they're not just a wedding venue.
Right.
They're involved in the community.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. So they have this summer concert series.
Cool.
That runs every Wednesday.
Yeah.
From May to October.
Okay.
Okay, so they bring in local bands, food trucks, tons of drinks.
Nice.
The big party, basically.
Like a block party type of thing.
Yeah, and they also have their garden center.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can buy all sorts of plants, gifts. You can even buy booze there.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're like a one-stop shop for all your wedding needs.
One-stop shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're not just a venue, they're a vibe.
They're a whole experience.
Yeah. All right, so we just threw a lot of info at you about Hillside Gardens.
We did.
What are your initial thoughts?
It sounds like the perfect place for, like, you know, a couple that wants a wedding that's as unique and badass as they are.
Yes.
Like, they're not afraid to break tradition.
Totally agree. And, like, they offer something truly different.
Yeah.
And the fact that they have Erica there to help you through the planning process.
Yes.
That's a huge plus.
That's major.
Yeah. So if you're, like, totally ditching those traditional wedding expectations
yeah.
and you want a venue that lets you create a really personalized experience,
yeah,
Hillside Gardens is worth checking out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's something to think about. If you were going to have a themed wedding at Hillside Gardens
okay.
based on one of their unique bars, which bar would you choose and why?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back and ready to dive a little deeper into Hillside Gardens.
Yeah.
Last time we were talking about those crazy themed bars.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
That ambulance bar is like next level.
I know.
But let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about the actual ceremony space.
Yeah.
Right, because like that's where the ideas go down.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, and Hillside Gardens, they do not disappoint.
Okay, good.
They have this this outdoor ceremony spot.
Okay.
And it has this stucco wall backdrop.
Okay.
And it's like a blank canvas.
So no, like, cheesy gazebo or anything like that?
No. God.
Yeah.
No, no. It's like for couples who want to ditch that traditional crap and create something truly unique.
Yeah.
So with this stucco wall, you can go wild.
Okay, like what? Give me some examples.
You can do murals.
Okay.
You can do neon signs.
Oh, cool.
You can do like a giant tapestry.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever like screams you as a couple.
So it's not about like, you know, fitting into the venue style.
No.
Yeah. It's about like making the venue fit your style.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about like personalizing that space.
Love that.
And then beyond that wall, you've got those like killer mountain views.
Oh, yeah. Those are amazing.
Imagine like you're exchanging vows and like Pikes Peak is like your witness.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sold on the ceremony.
Yeah.
What about like getting ready? Where does like the bridal party hang out before the ceremony?
Okay. So picture this.
Okay.
The bridal party gets this adorable little wedding cottage
yeah.
that's tucked away in the trees.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super light, super airy.
Yeah.
Perfect for like pre-ceremony photos.
Okay, and what about the groom? Like, where does he get ready?
All right, so the groom and his crew, they get the main house.
Oh, wow.
And it has a, like, dedicated lounge area just for them.
Okay, cool, like a man cave.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So they're, like, kicking back in style.
That's awesome, because usually the groom gets, like, some dumpy room.
Oh, not fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's happy?
Mm-hmm.
They're looking good.
Yeah.
Now let's fast forward to the reception.
Okay.
And, you know, we talked about those themed bars earlier.
Yeah.
So give me the full rundown on this Army ambulance bar.
Okay. So they actually like converted an old ambulance into a fully functional bar.
That's so cool.
It's so cool.
I can't.
So you're like sipping on cocktails.
Yeah.
And you can imagine like all the wild stories this ambulance could tell.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I know.
That is so badass.
Okay. And then for the tequila and mezcal lovers, there's Cactus Jacks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can just be sipping margaritas and pretending you're south of the border.
Perfect for a, like, fiesta-themed wedding.
Totally.
Yeah. Each bar really does have its own vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the party ambulance.
Yeah.
We've got the tequila fiesta.
Yeah.
Okay, then you've got bottle and stem.
Yes. Super chic, little wine bar.
Okay, so what's number four?
Okay, number four is for, like, the whiskey enthusiasts.
Okay.
So it's the whiskey bar, And it's set up in the old blacksmith shop.
Oh, stop.
I know.
I can like smell the leather and the sawdust.
I
Oh
know.
my God. Okay.
So good.
These themed bars are next level genius.
They are.
But you can have the coolest bars in the world.
Yeah.
But if the drinks are weak and the service sucks, it's a total buzzkill.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, what are the bar options as far as like the liquor, the service, all that stuff?
Okay, so they have a full liquor license,
Okay. Yeah.
experienced bartenders.
Okay.
You can customize the drink menu.
Nice.
Like, you want signature cocktails named after you and your partner? No problem.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, what about like payment options? Can you prepay? Can you do cash bar? Can you do a combination? Like, what are the options there?
So you can prepay, partial prepay, let your guests handle their own drinks.
Okay.
They even have a cash bar option if you want to keep it simple.
So very flexible.
Very flexible.
Okay. Now, what about catering?
Okay.
Because that can be like a real pain point for some
For
couples,
sure.
right?
Yeah. So they work with a preferred list of caterers.
Okay, I was going to ask about that
Yeah.
because some people are very particular about their food.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, how does that work?
So I know some people might see that as a limitation,
Yeah.
but honestly, it ensures a level of quality and service.
That's true because you're not going to get some rando catering company. That's like showing up late with cold food.
Right.
Yeah.
You know that these caterers are good.
Yeah, they've been vetted.
Yes.
Okay, what about another potential pain point? Setup and tear down.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to weddings where it's like the poor bridal party
Yeah.
that's stuck like cleaning up at the end of the night. Not a
Oh,
fairy tale ending.
yeah, no.
Right.
So they do the setup and tear down
Okay.
of tables, chairs
Okay.
for up to 150 guests.
Nice.
So you just walk out the door and you don't have to think about it.
That's music to my ears.
I know.
Okay, so they're checking all the right boxes so far.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to cover?
Okay, so remember how we were talking about accessibility?
Yeah.
They don't just stop at restrooms and ramps.
Okay.
They have a motorized cart.
Oh, that's cool.
I know.
So if guests like need assistance getting around, they can use that.
Yeah, but it's not just for guests.
Okay.
They say the bride and groom can use it if they don't want to walk. That's cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Imagine like the bride has these really high heels on.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to walk on those gravel pathways.
Yeah, or make a grand entrance in a golf cart.
Yes.
I love it.
So cute.
Okay, so we covered a lot of ground here.
We did.
What are your final thoughts?
I'm really impressed, honestly.
Yeah.
They've clearly put a lot of thought into creating a venue that's beautiful, but also like practical,
Yes.
fun. And they're so focused on like personalization
Yeah.
and creating a unique experience.
Yeah.
That's what sets them apart.
Totally agree. Like, they're not just giving you a space, they're giving you a canvas to create the wedding of your dreams. And
Exactly.
having a planner like Erica there to help. I
Yeah.
mean, that's
That's a
huge.
big bonus.
Okay.
All right, so let's take a quick breather and then we'll come back for the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that all-important pricing breakdown, plus like their commitment to the community
Cool.
and what makes them stand out from the crowd.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we are back for the final round of our Hillside Gardens deep dive.
All right.
We've covered the history, the
Yes.
amazing event spaces,
The badass planner.
the badass on-site planner.
And those crazy themed bars.
Yeah.
I'm still like blown away by that army ambulance
That
bar.
thing's wild.
I know.
But let's talk about something that is probably on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Price.
Let's talk money.
Yeah, because weddings are expensive as shit.
They are.
And nobody wants to like go broke for one day, no
No.
matter how epic that day is.
Since so many venues are like shady when it comes to pricing.
Oh my God, yes. It's like all these hidden fees
Yes.
and surprise charges.
Yeah, they're always trying to like nickel and dime you.
It's like they're trying to like squeeze every last penny
I know.
out of you.
I know.
But Hillside Gardens is actually like refreshingly transparent
Okay, good.
when it comes to their pricing.
That's good to know.
So they like they break it down by day of the week, time of day, and type of event. So you know exactly what you're getting into
Yeah,
right from the start.
no surprises.
No bullshit.
I like that.
So, give us the rundown.
Okay.
What are the pricing options?
Okay, so let's start with Fridays and Sundays.
Okay.
If you're going for a more laid-back vibe, a brunch wedding, 8 a.m. to 2.3 p.m. is going to be $3,800.
Okay, that's not bad for a weekend wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially with all the cool stuff you get.
Exactly.
If you're thinking more like classic evening wedding, 3.3 to 11 p.m., that's going to be FLTY 100.
Okay.
And if you want the full shebang, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., that is 6,500.
Okay, so those are the weekend options.
Yes.
What if you're trying to be a little bit more budget conscious?
Okay. Weekdays are your friends.
Okay.
So Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, an evening wedding is 4,400,
Okay.
and a full day is 5,500.
So there's definitely some options there.
There's flexibility.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Saturdays are going to be a little pricier.
Yeah, because it's prime wedding day.
Yeah, most popular. Brunch weddings are 4,000, evening weddings 5,500, and a full day is 7,000.
So it's not the cheapest venue out there,
Right.
but it's not outrageous considering everything you get.
No, and they're upfront about it.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know what you're paying for.
No hidden
So I'm
surprises,
like,
no
I...
shady fees.
Yeah, they're honest.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
like that.
Okay. So pricing's covered. Anything else we need to hit before we wrap this puppy up?
I think it's worth mentioning again, like how committed they are to the community.
Oh, yeah. Like they're not just a wedding factory.
No.
They actually care.
They care about like the local scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
So remind me again, what was that summer concert series all about?
Okay, so every Wednesday, May through October,
Hmm.
they have these free concerts.
That's so
I
cool
know.
that they're free. They bring in like local bands, food trucks, tons of drinks.
Nice.
It's really fun.
Good way to like give back to the community.
Yeah, and they have that garden center too where you can buy plants and gifts
Oh, yeah.
and booze.
And booze.
It's like a one-stop shop
One-stop shop.
for all your wedding needs.
Okay. So they're not just a venue, they're a vibe.
They're a
I
vibe.
love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've reached the end of our Hillside Gardens deep dive.
We have.
What are your final thoughts?
I think it's safe to say that this is like the perfect spot for couples who want a wedding that is as unique and badass as they are. Like,
Yes.
they're all about like ditching the traditional, the boring,
Yes.
creating a personalized experience.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
The historical charm, the themed bars, the incredible on-site planner.
Yes.
Like, it really has it all.
And they're not afraid to like have fun and get a little weird,
Yeah, exactly.
which we love.
We love that about them.
Yeah.
So if you are done with those like cookie cutter weddings and you want something different,
Yeah.
something that like truly reflects who you are as a couple,
Yeah.
check out Hillside Gardens.
You will not be
Okay,
disappointed.
not being a
The
threat.
blonde, who knows? Maybe we'll see you there,
Yes.
sipping tequila in a vintage ambulance.
All right. That is a wrap on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time for another adventure in the world of non-traditional weddings. Until then, stay badass and true to yourselves.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.